from the free throw line. And so Harbridge has 20 seconds to replace Tyler Vollmering.
Tyler Vollmering just exits the floor, but I'll tell you what, his effort will never be questioned by anybody out here.
Brandon Puff replaces Tyler Vollmering, fouled out for the game. Andrew Storm at the free throw line, shooting two. And makes that one. He's 8-for-11 from the free throw line alone. He entered the fourth quarter, with 18 points. And he missed the second free throw, rebound Gaffney. And Harbridge has 1 minute to make up 15 points. Into the corner, Ryan Seaman. Brady Kirsch, left wing. All the way around the horn to Cody Seaman, right wing for three. This one's short. And rebound brought in by Marlette. And he goes out of bounds, and it will be Marlette ball. Substitution for Marlette. We have number three, Luke Strahl, checking in. 5'8 junior guard. Replaces Isaac Dale. He will finish with 8 points. Two field goals, four free throws on five attempts. Andrew Storm goes up for the dunk. Two-hand slam is good. That's a high percentage shot. He made it count.
That's the exclamation point.
69-52. Cody Seaman, left wing, down to the baseline. Tries to pass it over to Jason Gaffney. We have a whistle before that happened. Foul goes against number four, Hunter Kelly, his second. Sends the line, Cody Seaman for two shots. He has 4 points. All that came in the third quarter. First free throw is good for Cody Seaman. Substitution, Barrett George replaces Andrew Storm with 30.5 seconds left.
That was a great effort by Andrew Storm tonight.
69-53, 69-54 with a made free throw. This more likely will be the last possession. Ethan McKenney brings it up, down to the left to Strahl, back out to Hunter Kelly.
They'll probably just out.
And Barrett George wide open in the left block, puts it in for 2 points. He has 10. Marlette gets tacos, 71-54 for Harbridge. Brady Kirsch with the last three, and he finally gets one to sink. 71-57, and we're going to let this one count out. Final score, Marlette defeats Harbor Beach in Harbor Beach. Breaks the Pirates' serve and improves to 6-1 in division. And Harbor Beach falls to second place at 5-2. Final score, Marlette 71, Harbor Beach 57. A 14-point victory for the Red Raiders on the road on the WLEW Sports Network. There is a fifth dimension beyond which is known to man. It's a dimension as vast as space and as timeless as infinity. It is the middle ground between data and electrowaves. It lies in the pit of a man's fear. This is the dimension of no coverage. An area in which we call the Drop Zone. It is an unwanted and feared dimension. No service, no texting, no tweeting, no way to communicate. It's just you and a device made useless. It's a land of roaming, and even worse, 1X. No one knows what that means, but there is a way to avoid the drop zone. Thumb Sailor and their 4G LTE network. The latest smartphones, the best coverage, and no drop zone. Make the switch today to Thumb Sailor and live a life of not worrying about the drop zone.
From your Truck Month headquarters, Graf, Chevrolet, Buick, and Sandusky, here's Keith, Brandon, and Sam.
Hey, Pops, what's all the commotion?
That's the sound of the Chevy Silverado, the most dependable, longest-lasting, full-size pickup on the road with the lowest cost of ownership. You gotta love Chevy Truck Month. Time to get a great truck at a great price.
You got it, boss. Save almost $13,000 on remaining 2015 Silverado light-duty crew cabs. Or if you prefer a low lease payment, current lessees can drive away in a 2016 four-wheel drive double cab for under $200 a month, and all are equipped with the All-Star package.
Remember, trucks are what we do. And your Silverado is in stock and priced for immediate delivery. But hurry, truck month ends soon.
And if a truck isn't for you, we have great deals on cars as well. Like a 2016 Buick Verano with leather for under $250 a month. Or a Chevy Malibu for under, get this, $150 a month.
Under $150 a month, Malibuya!
Truck month is here, and so are the savings throughout our entire lot here at Graf Chevrolet Buick on M46 in Sandusky.
Payments based on a 24-month, 10,000-mile-per-year GM EPP lease with competitive lease in household. All upfront fees due at signing.
You can't predict what the future holds, but you can make the future more predictable. Just call your Farm Bureau insurance agent, Casey Yan of Harbor Beach. That one call that puts you on the road to a more secure retirement. Our IRA and annuities guarantee a lifetime retirement income, big tax advantages, and competitive interest rates. And you get the rock-solid protection of Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company of Michigan, rated one of the 50 most outstanding life insurances in America. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hi, this is Casey Yan, your Farm Bureau insurance agent in Harbor Beach. From life-changing events to everyday miracles, we're here to help you protect the people, places, and things that matter most. Please call us today in Harbor Beach at 479-3288.
Insurance, not something everyone thinks of, but on the other hand, being without it could be a lot worse. Your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, Casey Yan, can help you decide which type of insurance policy is best for you when it comes to farm, home, auto, life, or health. Are you prepared to help meet your child's future education goals? Is it difficult to think of gifts to give your children or grandchildren that will last a lifetime? Ever consider giving life insurance? Farm Bureau Insurance can help put a financial value on your life. Your life may be busy and complicated, but with the help of your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, Casey Yan, life would be a lot more simplified. Visit your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, Casey Yan, in Harbor Beach. From life-changing events to everyday miracles, Casey Yan of Harbor Beach is here to help you protect the people, place, and things that matter most. Call Casey Yan in Harbor Beach at 479-3288.
Final score from Harbor Beach. Marlette chalks up 71 points in a 14-point victory over the Harbor Beach Pirates with 57. 71-57 is your final score from Harbor Beach. Let's take you through quarter by quarter. Marlette came out hot and was leading 18-10 after that first quarter. Andrew Storm drops in 10 in that quarter alone. Bear George with two threes. In the second quarter, it was more of the same. They double up Harbor Beach 18-9 to take a halftime lead of 17 points, 36-19. Marlette was led by Andrew Storm at halftime with 12 points, Bear George with 6, as well as Isaac Dale, McClatchy with 4 at that point, as well as Sean Quaid and Ethan McKinney chipping in 3, and Hunter Kelly with 2. In the third quarter, Harbor Beach actually outscored Marlette 16-14. Jason Gaffke chipped in 11 to that point. Ryan Seaman had 12. Cody Seaman and Tyler Vollmering each had 4. Brady Kirsch with 2. For Marlette, Andrew Storm with another 6 points in that third. Barrett George with a field goal. A.J. Choike with 4 points. And Ethan McKinney chips in 2 for 5 through the third quarter. In the fourth quarter, Harbor Beach actually outscored Marlette again, 22-21, but too much to overcome. Marlette wins by 14 points, as Marlette was 15-23 from the free throw line in that fourth quarter to take the victory. And in fact, Marlette shot 19-28 for 67% on the free throw line on the night. Harbor Beach shot 27 free throws. They made 22 of them for 81%, a nice percentage for the Pirates. Leading scorer for the entire night, Andrew Storm. He had 26 points, including a two-hand slam at the very end. Barrett George had 10. Isaac Dale with 8. Ethan McKinney with 7, as well as Hunter Kelly, who chipped in 7. Sean Quady with 5. A.J. Choike with 4. And Charles McClatchy with 4. And that will do it for scoring for the Red Raiders. Harbor Beach was led by Jason Gaffke with 20. 14 of those coming in the second half. Ryan Seaman with 15 points. Brady Kirsch and Cody Seaman each with 6. And Tyler Vollmering with 4. That is your all the scoring for the Pirates tonight. Harbor Beach committed 12 turnovers,